nest decorates the chimney. You can never do without the stork. The walls are slanting, the windows are low. In fact, only one of them was made to open. The baking oven sticks out like a fat little stomach, and an elder bush leans over the gate where you can see a tiny pond with a duck or ducklings under a gnarled willow tree. Yes, and then, of course, there's a watchdog which barks at everybody and everything. Well, there was a farmhouse just like that out in the country, and in it there lived two people, a farmer and his wife. They had few enough possessions, but still, there was one they could do without, and that was a horse, which grazed along the ditch beside the highway. The old farmer used it to ride to town and lent it to his neighbors, receiving some slight services from them in return, but still, it would be much more profitable to sell the horse, or at least exchange it for something that would be more useful to them. But which should they do, sell or trade? "You'll know what's best, father," said the wife. "It's market day. Come on, ride off to town and get money for the horse, or make a good bargain with it. Whatever you do is always right, so be off for the market." So she tied on his neckerchief, for that was something she understood much better than he, tied it with a double bow, and made him look quite dashing. She brushed his hat with the palm of her hand, and she kissed him on the mouth, and then off he went, riding the horse that was to be either sold or bartered. Of course, he would know the right thing to do. The sun was scorching, and there was not a cloud in the sky. The road was dusty and crowded with people on their way to market, some in wagons, some on horseback, and some on their own two legs. Yes, it was a fierce sun with no shade all the way. Now, a man came along, driving a cow, as pretty a cow as you could wish to see. "I'm sure she must give grand milk," thought the peasant. "It would be a pretty good bargain if I got her. Hey, you with the cow," he said. "Let's have a little talk. Look here. I believe a horse costs more than a cow, but it doesn't matter to me since I have more use for a cow. Shall we make a swap?" "Fair enough," said the man with the cow, and so they swapped. Now the farmer might just as well have turned home again, for he had finished his business, but he had planned to go to market, so to market he would go, if only to look on. Hence, with his cow, he continued on his way. He walked fast, and so did the cow, and pretty soon they overtook a man who was leading a sheep. It was a fine-looking sheep, in good condition and well-clothed with wool. "I certainly would like to have that," thought the peasant. "I would find plenty of grazing beside our ditch, and in the winter we could keep it in our own room. It would really be much more sensible for us to be keeping a sheep rather than a cow. Shall we trade?" Yes, the sheep's owner was quite willing, so the exchange was made, and now the farmer went on along the highway with his sheep. Near a road gate he met a man with a big goose under his arm.
"Well, you've got a fine heavy fellow there," said the farmer.
"It's got plenty of feathers and fat. How nice it would be to have it tied up near our little pond, and besides, it would be something for mother to save the scraps for. She's often said, if only we had a goose. Now she can have one,
and she shall too. Will you swap? I'll give you my sheep for your goose, and my thanks too."
The other had no objection, so they swapped, and the farmer got the goose. By now he was close to the town. The road was getting more and more crowded, people and cattle pushing past him, thronging in the road and the ditch, and right up to the tollkeeper's potato patch, where his one hen was tied up, in case it should lose its head in a panic and get lost. It was a bob-tailed hen that winked with one eye and looked in good condition. "Cluck, cluck," it said. What it meant by that, I wouldn't know. But what the peasant thought when he saw it was this.
"She's the prettiest hen I've ever seen, much prettier than any of our parson's brood hens. I would certainly like to have her. A hen can always find a grain of corn, and she can almost provide for herself. I almost think it would be a good idea to take her instead of the goose. Shall we trade?" he asked.
"Trade," said the other. "Well, not a bad idea."
And so they traded. The tollkeeper got the goose, and the farmer got the hen. He had completed a good deal of business since he started for town. It was hot, and he was tired. What he needed was a drink and a bite to eat. He had reached an inn and was ready to enter when the innkeeper's helper met him in the doorway carrying a sack full of something.
"What have you got there?" asked the farmer.
"Rotten apples," was the answer. "A whole sack full for the pigs." "What a lot! Wouldn't mother like to see so many? Why, last year we had only one single apple on the old tree by the peat shed. That apple was to be kept, and it stood on the chest of drawers till it burst. That is always a sign of prosperity," mother said. Here she could see plenty of prosperity. "Yes, I only wish she could have it."
"Well, what'll you give me for them?" asked the innkeeper's helper.
"Give for them? Why, I'll give you my hen." So he turned over.